News, GIS News, a roundup of government lead stories for the week.
Persons convicted of possession of small quantities of and or smoking marijuana may soon be able to apply to the Criminal Records Board to have their convictions erased. Justice Minister Senator Mark Golding says a bill to amend the Criminal Records Rehabilitation of Offenders Act will be brought to Parliament shortly to facilitate the applications.
That bill will also make consequential amendments to provide that going forward, these minor ganja-related offences will not result in a criminal record. The criminalization of possession of a small quantity of ganja and of smoking ganja has caused significant hardships in Jamaica, particularly among young men.
The government on Thursday announced plans for amendments to the Dangerous Drugs Act to decriminalize smoking and possession of small quantities of ganja. Changes will also be made to facilitate use of the herb for medicinal and research purposes. Minister Golding is reminding citizens that they are required to abide by the existing rule of law until the proposed changes are brought to Parliament and enacted. The government continues to implement key strategies aimed at achieving a 25% reduction in non-communicable diseases, NCDs, by 2025. Health Minister Dr. Fenton Ferguson says projects are being undertaken at the local level to improve services, while the government is engaging partners at the multilateral and bilateral levels.
That will call for cooperation at all levels. Therefore, we cannot lose sight of the value of local partnerships that are allowed to flourish in an atmosphere such as this.
Minister Ferguson was speaking at the launch of the Healthy Population Campaign and Symposium in Kingston recently. Government has executed a further bauxite levy concession agreement with Russian aluminium company UC Rusal for another 2 years. The agreement will see the company benefiting from a relief of bauxite levy for the Windalco-Ewerton plant for the period October 1, 2013 to September 1, 2015. Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Philip Paulwell says the waiver is an extension of the government's previous concession agreement with UC Rusal from October last year.
UC Rusal has applied for an extension of that waiver, claiming that the situation demanded it and that it would be critical to the further opening of the plant beyond October last year.
Several key pieces of legislation necessary for the modernization of the information and communications technology ICT sector are far advanced. These include the establishment of a single regulator for the industry and updated laws to deal with cyber crimes. In relation to the single ICT regulator, the government is reviewing technical proposals and will contract a consultant by the end of July for a 6-month consultancy service. The consultant should submit a report by year end.
The report will review the current administrative and regulatory framework and governance model for the ICT sector and make specific recommendations for drafting appropriate strategic legislation for the establishment of a standalone ICT regulator.
Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson. He was making his contribution to the 2014-2015 sectoral debate in Parliament Wednesday. And Jamaicans are again being called on to practice road safety. State Minister with responsibility for primary health care infrastructure, Luther Buchanan, who made the call, is reiterating that road crashes consume a significant amount of health resources.
Accidents and intentional injuries account for a large portion of persons that we see at our hospitals. And this puts a strain on the capacity of our doctors to deliver care effectively. One accident can result in hours of surgery and a tie-up of a doctor and an operating theater for hours, impacting care to others in need.
Mr. Buchanan was speaking at the third staging of the National Road Safety Poster Competition Award Ceremony in Kingston recently. Those were some of the top stories making news this week. I am Carlene Brown.
The GOJ News Recap, weekends right here on this station. A production of the Jamaica Information Service, the voice of Jamaica.
Back up your garbage and let us collect.
Littering attracts ticketing. Business operators, ensure you're properly disposing of your solid waste. You must use the services of a registered waste hauler. Call the NSWMA at 448-3220 or 1-888-252652 for more information.